In our day-to-day lives, most of us probably don't put much thought to our state documentation, whether that's a birth certificate or a driver's license.
But if you're trans, these documents can be a big deal, especially when your ID no longer matches who you are.
I spoke to lawyers and trans people about their experience and what is being done to make state identification laws more inclusive. In March of 2016, the Michigan Secretary of State changed requirements for altering the gender marker on driver's licenses. Jay Kaplan is with the ACLU of Michigan, which filed suit against the state over its previous policy for putting gender markers on state IDs.
We sued the Secretary of State's office because for years, Michigan had an untenable policy with regards to getting an accurate gender marker on your driver's license or your state ID.
Previously, it was only possible to change the gender marker on a driver's license if you first changed it on your birth certificate.
You can't get a gender change on your birth certificate unless you undergo gender reassignment surgery, which not all transgender people do. They can't afford it. Sometimes it's not medically necessary. Many times in the past, their insurance companies wouldn't cover anything like that.
That, of course, is to say nothing of the people who just aren't interested in reassignment surgery but still identify as a gender identity which doesn't appear on their license. Kaplan says after the suit, the Secretary of State changed the rules so that passports could be used to change the gender on your driver's license. Changing the gender on your passport does not require reassignment surgery.
The reason that's so important is because let's say I go to a gas station and I'm charging, you know, for gasoline, I have to show my ID. If I'm a transgender female and my ID, the gender marker says that I'm male, it automatically outs me as transgender.
Kaplan says especially in situations where you don't know that you're safe, outing yourself can be dangerous.
It automatically forces me to share, you know, highly private and personal information about myself with perfect strangers. And we know from the statistics that transgender people are more likely to be victims of violence, including, you know, physical violence.
So all of my legal stuff still says my birth name.
Derek Davis is a trans man living in Mount Pleasant. He hasn't yet made changes to his ID for his name or gender marker.
And it is so expensive. And I want to get my gender marker changed at the same time because it just would make more sense because you're just doing all that paperwork, might as well do all of it. So it's around like $400 to everything said and done to change your name, get your gender marker.
Davis says the paperwork for a name change alone runs about $175. And he says there's another stipulation.
You have to pay to put your name change in the newspaper. So you have to say that you're changing your name from this to this. And so the way around that, so you're not outing yourself, which is very detrimental, is to just like pick like a small town that you've never been to, and they just have to have proof of it. So there are ways of getting around these really ridiculous things that we have to do.
Davis worries that despite filing all of his paperwork, a judge may still refuse the changes.
Because it ultimately is up to the judge. And so, like, that's just going to be silly if you're going to tell me, looking the way that I do, that I can't change my name from what it was to Derek, you know, because it doesn't suit me, you know.
Davis says in lots of small ways, from cashing checks or using a credit card, showing ID can put him in awkward and potentially unsafe situations.
Somebody thought I was stealing my own credit card. Because it has my birth name on it. And it was actually really weird because his sister's name was the same, literally, like, same first name, same last name as mine. And he was like, what is this? And I was like, whoa. I was like, here's my ID. I was like, that is my card. So
Jay Kaplan with the ACLU says there are just too many ways that being outed through an ID card can open a person up for discrimination.
It can create a lot of problems. Not, you know, I mentioned about outing yourself and having to share highly private information, but also encountering this discrimination in employment, having problems with law enforcement if you're stopped by, you know, a police officer while driving and you produce a driver's license that doesn't accurately reflect how you're presenting in your life.
Kaplan says it's important that the state make access to these basic changes easier for transgender people.
There's no need to make this difficult for people. You know, I, as a cisgender male, I have no problem. You know, my identity documents, you know, reflect who I am. Why should that not be the same for transgender people?
But at least in Mount Pleasant, Davis says he feels safe.
Local businesses, I'm friends with a lot of them, like The Bird in particular. I know that if anything were to ever happen to me, every employee in there, bartender, bouncer, waitress, would have my back and be right there to help me out if I needed it.
And for now, he says, having a community and friend group that have his back isn't a bad position to be in.